92.1 KMZA, coaches shows, locker room chats here. Again, we're with Luke Baxter of the Onega Buffaloes. This Onega locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Here, 2-3, 5 games through the season here for the Onega Buffaloes. 1-2 in league currently at the moment. 1-1 in districts. Just got the first district loss last Friday, taking against JCN 26-8. It was a tough game through and through. Had some pretty big moments at one point, getting that game 20-8 with the ball at the 50-yard line. Unfortunately, a fourth down and one would be a turnover on downs, and then kind of giving that momentum to resurface for JCN is that they would put up the final touchdown of the game. But Coach, I'll let you tell me a little bit about that game here last Friday.
I didn't think I had us ready to play in the beginning. We kind of came out. We just weren't real aggressive on that first series, and Jeff North kind of took the ball and just took it down our throats and kind of scored at ease. They had a good drive there, and we put up very little resistance. But I thought after that, I thought we did a lot of good things. We were flying around after that. Really, the defense didn't play too bad after the first series, but we just didn't get off to a good start. And then on the first play of the game, we dropped a ball that was probably going to be a nice game for us, and then we went 3-and-out. It was harder for Jeff North to score the second time. They had to convert a 3rd-and-20, but they found ways to do it. And next thing you know, we're down 14-0. And the kids kept fighting, though. They played hard the whole game. We just had too many mistakes at opportune times, and our margin of error is just smaller this year. And when we have opportunities to make big plays, we got to start making them. And Jeff North did that, and we didn't. And they're a good football team. They're undefeated, and they were a challenge for us, but we just got to regroup and get ready for this week.
Well, I'll tell you what, defensively, your team did pretty well. I know giving up 26 points isn't something you want, but you gave up 20 points in the first half, only 6 points in the second half, and really, you held Will Elias to his least electric game here of the season, a quarterback who's just been all over the board for JCN. So again, what are some nods there you can give to that defensive side in last week's game?
Yeah, you know, I think he had most of his rushing yards on their first drive. I thought we did a pretty good job on him. That running back, he's a good player. He had quite a few yards, but really after the first drive, nothing came easy for them. Every time they got the ball, we forced them into some fourth downs and some third and longs. They converted some of those, but we had some stops. We just didn't get enough of them when we needed to. But the defense played hard, and we just gave them the ball on a fumble and didn't get that fourth down in the end of the second quarter. But I think we had 3 or 4 stops on them, and they're a good team. They're good on offense. So I think we were able to limit them. We obviously couldn't contain them, but I was happy with how we limited them on their big plays.
Onega will look to get back to the even 500 here on this season as they take on the Jackson Heights Cobras this Friday, the number one ranked team here in Class 1A. We'll talk about more of it in segment number 2. Hello, everybody. Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network on KMZ 92.1. Our coaches show is here with Luke Baxter from Onega. This Onega locker room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. As I mentioned, 3-2 start here this season, trying to make it the balanced 500. They take on a district opponent and a non-league opponent here this Friday against the Jackson Heights Cobras. Luke, what can you tell me about this matchup here on Friday?
Well, they're really, really good. Like I said earlier, they're the number one ranked team in the state. They're fast, they're big, they're physical. They can pass the ball, they run the ball well, they block well. And defensively, they're really good. They fly to the ball and they tackle real well, and they're physical, and they're just a really good football team. Just really don't have any weaknesses.
And last week, Jackson Heights, their offense produced 483 yards. Again, Drake Millies, Austin Diller, Tatum Eisenbarger, there's a lot of great players there on that team. How are you going to be able to contain that explosive offense here this week?
We're just going to have to get after it and try to match their intensity. They're really good, and like they have so many weapons, but we just got to get our kids to play hard and fly around and do their best. Try to get after them the best we can.
Well, again, looking at this kind of all-time matchup record, Jackson Heights is 3-5 against Onega, dating back to 2008. I know Onega, man, I mean, really, if you look back to the all-time history of Onega, they've just been really dominant here against this Jackson Heights team. What are some big keys here for this matchup this Friday to insert this Onega dominance in this rivalry?
Well, it really hasn't been a close game probably the last 2 or 3 years since we started playing them again in 11-man. Oh, we just got to tackle. We got to tackle really well and tackle well in space. they have so many weapons, and their quarterback, he's really good. He's fast and throws a really good ball, and he's one of the better players you'll see. And they have good running backs and tight ends. The H-back's really good, and you just got to tackle and wrap up. That'll be kind of the key then. And when we're on offense, we got to block really well. They're very physical up front and fly around, and we got to block them well and maintain those blocks. And that'll be the key to being competitive in this game.
Well, I didn't talk about it in segment number one, but here talking about it in segment number two, a big, kind of Achilles heel in that game last Friday was just a lot of massive drops there that could have led to big chunk gains or touchdowns this week. Really, how important are those big plays that need to be made here against this Jackson Heights team?
Oh, when you're playing a team like Jackson Heights, you need every big play you can get. And last week, we did have some big drops, probably a touchdown and a couple, two other big gains. But, those kids, they feel worse about it than we do. I mean, they know about it. They got to make those plays. And a game like this, the margin of error is even smaller than it was last week. So any opportunity you have for a big play on a catch or anything, we have to make those to have a chance with a team like Jackson Heights.
Well, Coach, again, I appreciate you jumping on here as always week to week here. We're getting down to the final couple weeks here of the season. But again, good luck this week here against the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Thank you.
That was Luke Baxter from the Onega Buffaloes. Again, a 2-3 start here on this season, 5 games through it, looking to improve to the even 500 on the year. They have a chance to do so against number one ranked team this Friday against Jackson Heights. You can also catch the game on the Cobra Channel provided by the MSC Sports Radio Network.